This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The Eureka City Council has begun the process of codifying the city's regulations for commercial cannabis. The city is using the regulations designed to govern medical marijuana as a guide. And one thing is for sure, there won't be any cannabis festivals in Old Town anytime soon. Cannabis can't be sold or furnished outside of a licensed dispensary, and the rules that will govern the use of signs and advertising for those businesses is still under discussion. Outdoor cultivation has been banned, but the council has lifted the limit on the number of cannabis-related businesses that can operate in the city, although the council can only approve 2 retail permits every 6 months. The council voted unanimously to approve the changes to the city code. The Eureka Police Department and the county's Mobile Intervention Services Team, MIST, were nominated for a Community Policing Award by the Herman Goldstein Center. The city and county were noted for their community-based and problem-oriented policing strategies, and one of the judges for the award was former Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills. Eureka was one of 5 cities nominated, and although they didn't win the top prize, that went to Cincinnati, Mills said the city had a good run at it and that they should be proud. The Eureka Police Department has identified Brett Hansen as the man wanted in connection with a carjacking incident at the Bayshore Mall in September. Hansen fled from a traffic stop in the mall parking lot and then stole a bike from a woman at gunpoint before ditching the bike and stealing a car at gunpoint. Hansen later abandoned the vehicle in McKinleyville, and officers recovered a loaded shotgun from the car when they found it. Warrants for Hansen's arrest have been issued by Eureka Police as well as Arcata Police, and he remains at large. The Karuk Tribe has received a $50,000 grant from the Institute of Museum and Library Services for a 1-year project focused on training staff and students to expand the tribe's content and capacity of its digital library and archives. The tribe will work with Humboldt State and the Clark Museum in Eureka to train tribal youth in the digital preservation of Karuk memorabilia, and that content will be uploaded to the tribe's online site, including 2D and 3D images and related information. Pacific Gas and Electric will have low-flying helicopters in the air tomorrow as part of an inspection of transmission lines from Garberville to Shelter Cove up to Petrolia and then out to Hoopa and Orleans. The helicopters will be in the air during business hours. A second project to replace some 90 wooden poles in areas from Eureka east to Weaverville will continue as well, and residents in Freshwater were notified of increased air activity and of a landing zone for the aircraft being used in that project. The County Environmental Division has extended the dry weather test period for the evaluation of water quality for proposed subdivisions and residential construction through Monday, October 16th. The closure of the test period will come after the first rains, and anyone anticipating developing parcels with up to 4 connections should contact Environmental Health for testing. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.